Despite standing 10 feet away from most of her possessions, police have barred Rebecca Gray from entering the residence she should have access to until the end of April. On March 22, Gray was awoken by her partner and told a sheriff was at the door and they needed to vacate the premises. "He wakes me up and the sheriff is saying we have 10 minutes to get everything and get out before they drill out the locks and drag us out. Half of my life is still in that house and I'm standing right in front of it and can't even get in." The family had been renting the home on Short Street since the middle of January and had paid rent on time and in full. "I was shocked to say the least. It didn't make sense why we were being forced to leave. I didn't even believe it was the sheriff at the door," added Gray. A frustrated and crying Gray called police and told them someone was trying to force them out of her home. Officers shortly arrived and confirmed her worst fears. The landlord, Sarah Kahn, had defaulted on her mortgage and lost the home to her investors. In court documents provided to Cambridge Today, Kahn was informed she had lost the home on January 19, to two separate lending groups only 4 days after Gray and her three children moved in. Kahn did not respond to a request for comments for this story. "We were given 10 minutes to grab what we can and we just sat in the car and cried. We didn't know what to do next," said Gray. "We called everyone, the landlord, our realtor and anyone who might know what to do." This is when the realtor she was working with, Kim Butler, stepped up and took Gray and her family in. "We took them in and let them stay with us. No family should have to go through this," said Butler. According to the realtor, when the court gave the property to the bank in January, Kahn was listed as still living in the home. Mail was sent to the house, but only addressed to Kahn. "So these notices sat there and my client is unable to open them. So proper notice was given, but the owner did not let them know about the situation she was in," said Butler. According to the landlord and tenant board, proper notice needs to be given to residents before an eviction can be made. The notice was given, but not in a fashion that would alert Gray to what was about to happen. Butler notes that Kahn bought the home back in 2022 for $815,000 when homes in the area were being listed for around $400,000. "She was not being advised properly and overpaid for the home," she said. "Especially if she received financing from a B lender, subprime lender, they don't mess around with their money. Subprime lenders will provide funding for homeowners and individuals who do not qualify for loans at traditional banks or lenders." Butler also adds that the system needs to change to better protect renters, especially in times when people are defaulting on their mortgages and losing their homes. "All that needed to happen was a sheriff or the investors post a notice on the home. If this was to happen back in January, my client would not be homeless right now," she said. "It's amazing how fast the property management company is to put a notice on the door saying the house is for sale, but when it comes to notifying the tenants they are silent." Since the story broke earlier this week, Gray has been able to return to grab essential items like her glucose meter for her diabetes. She was also able to pack her car with a few things and was told she had one more day to come back and move the rest of her things. The Gray family was living with Butler for a few days and then they were put up in a hotel. They are now living at a friend's home in Paris where they plan to rent long-term. A GoFundMe was started to help the family with moving expenses and get them settled in their new home after such a shocking experience. "This is really eye-opening to me, because everything that you have can be gone just like that. I was sleeping and then randomly told I had to get out of my house and leave. Nothing can prepare you for that," said Gray.